What's Christopher Nolan's production?
Dude, I feel that no, his free cost would be too complicated. This man's gonna get to detail.
Like an old Rutherford experiment.
You're just gonna look like how Florence Pugh and Cillian Murphy did after the sex scene, where they're just like naked in front of the chairs talking about theories.
Yeah, I know.
You're just gonna be there like that.
No, it's gonna be like that, but it's gonna be Nolan just wide stance, just junk in your face. Like, dude, can you just close your legs? No. Let me explain.
Here's how it's gonna work. Now listen. We're going to do where to start here. First, we're going to start at the freak-offs here, and then we're going to work our way into a linear line. Little do we know that there's going to be a second linear line of freak-offs that's going to be switching down and around. Now, as we move off into these freak-offs, there's going to be a back pedal part that's going to play off to both ends, where it's then going to capsulate over and reach all the way at the end, therefore finishing the freak-offs. All right, let's begin.
So we've got two separate freak-offs happening simultaneously, but you don't know it simultaneously until the end that you find out it's two separate freak-offs.
Exactly. And also, there's no chairs. It would just be an overcomplicated orgy. The only fucking there was mine fucking.
All right, let's get back to this.
All right, let's do it. All right, going in 5, 4, 3, 2.
What's up, everybody? This is the Red Band Podcast, your source for all film and TV related news and topics. I am your host, Anthony King. And of course, with me tonight is my co-host,
Adrian G. Fuentes.
And of course, he's not even in this room. He's completely somewhere else. We're actually doing this first time in a video live stream with all three of us in three separate locations. We got Mike Cards over there in his bedroom.
That's right. This is my bedroom.
How you doing, guys? Hi. This is weird. This is the first time we're doing this. We're not in the same room. We're not even in. I'm the only one in the studio right now.
Not even in the same city.
I know.
This is crazy. We're in three different cities, technically.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
How are you guys doing tonight, man? It's been a while. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. It feels like forever.
Yeah.
Honestly, it feels like a long time.
It feels like it's been like months since we did this, but it's only been 2 weeks.
Yeah. That'll just due to a couple of technical issues all around, but I think we're all good, right?
Yeah, we're all good. Yeah, you guys are coming clear to me. I can hear you guys, and we have the whole video recording set up. We still got our audio recording set up, so we're going to still continue on. We had a quick two-week break from you guys. We had all little personal issues, but now we're back, and we are recording back to our weekly basis. So, we're here again. We're back.
Yeah. Anyway,
but let's go moving forward into our film news stuff, because you know that's what we're always here for. That's where you guys come here to know what's going on behind the doors, behind the closed doors in the film industry.
Sir.
So, first thing what we got going on, we got of course cover over our tragic celebrity deaths. We got two this time. These two hit really close to home for us because this is our childhood. Yes. Both of these,
for real.
First one we have is Maggie Smith. Of course, we also got my man, James Earl Jones. That hurts. Wow, that really hurts. Mufasa, Darth Vader, Fences, man. You can't forget about Fences.
God, Fences, The Great White Hope, Hunt for Red October. Shoot, no one else plays that. They do Field of Dreams,
man.
But Sandlot, yes. No one ever remembers that.
No.
The Sandlot.
Dude, that's like one of the best right there.
Like, God, like, damn it, man. Like, that's such an iconic role to play.
It really hurt. I really was hoping he'll at least hit it to 100, man. But 93.
He came pretty damn close.
Came really close, man. But, shoot, just what a legacy he leaves behind, and just in the film history in general, man. Just one of the greats. Just great voice, great acting, great stage play, great presence.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I love that clip of him on Fences.
Yeah.
Because like I said, everyone's seen the one with Denzel, but it's just the
overall prowess of his appearance and his presence.
Yeah, just his stage presence, man. It was just
damn it.
Man, he was a tank on top of that.
Oh, yeah. He's a big guy. Yeah.
He was a tank. Dude. It's like, I saw a clip of Fence. It's like, holy crap. That dude just, that was huge.
Oh, yeah, man.
Everybody was in the audience going, like they were getting chewed out.
I know. Like, oh, shit. What did I do?
I don't know, man. Like, you don't have to like me. Shit. I mean, you can't
want. I don't like you either. I'm not saying that. But no, yeah, that, man, that one hits really hard. So yeah, those two will definitely be missed. Yep. Well, going over to our now film news, what we got here, man, this has been a pretty big one going on for the last couple of months. And I think it's finally time for us to at least give our two cents about this. You know, we're not going to cover deep into this because this is well known news, but we got to mention something about the Diddy case, man.
Diddy the diddler.
Diddy the diddler did it, and it didn't take long for Eminem to make a diss track about it too.
Really? Oh, I have not heard that.
You haven't heard about it?
No.
I'll look up his lyrics. You guys keep going. I'll look up his lyrics.
But man, what in general? Like, what is he fully being charged for?
Well,
currently, it just shows up as racketeering, sex trafficking, and prostitute related crimes.
Okay.
That's like what's being legally for right now. But supposedly it's like there might be other charges along the way still to be put together, because they're not letting him out on bail, which is a pretty big deal. I mean, there are other people being let on bail for, you know, murders, and, you know, they'll still be let on bail. But this dude's like, nope, you cannot be let go because you're a danger to society. That's how they actually said that to him.
You're a danger to society. Damn, man. And this is the funny thing too, because all this is really doing is like, it's sprouting so many memes. I mean, like, you got like the 1,000 bottles of baby oil. You got the fucking whole jokes going on with Meek Mills. Like, it's joke after joke after joke, and it's hitting every time, which it is unfortunately really under sweeping what the actual allegations
he's
being charged for. It turned this into our entire like laughing stock, but how could you not, man? Like, the shit that just keeps coming out, it gets weirder and weirder. But it's not that weird though, because we've been knowing about this shit since the 90s, and everyone knew about the Diddy parties. Everyone knew about the freak offs.
Yeah, that was. It's one of those things where people, the way I see it is like, people are like, oh my God, these things happened. But to me, the same thing happened with Weinstein. It's like, yeah, it was happening. It was kind of public knowledge.
Yeah.
It was like, kind of a thing. Everyone knew that. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
I don't know why everyone's so surprised. But now it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that actually happened. Not that I ever wanted to go or nothing like that. My God.
And they do get like video recorded evidence of these freak outs like going on for like years back, don't they?
Yes. Well, they have what's it called? The Diddy parties.
Yeah, technically. Diddy parties, yeah.
But then it kind of turns into a freak off eventually.
Yeah, it's just one giant orgy. Yeah.
Yes. And if it's all consensual, I'll for it. I don't care. But, you know, he recorded people without their knowledge and supposedly, supposedly offered, you know, drugs to, you know, to impair their choices.
Yeah. What's like one celebrity, like, you'll be absolutely shocked but not shocked to hear like they're on a Diddy freak off tape?
Tom Hanks.
Why does everybody go to Tom Hanks?
I know.
Like, what the fuck?
What about you, Mike?
Oh my God, I feel like any person that I say is just going to be like, oh yeah, I can see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, I gotta think about it. Like, some of the ones I'm looking at, like the list of the celebrities.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I can see that.
Like,
yeah,
you just hear like, man, like freak off, like, 2002, you got Oprah Winfrey just like twerking it down.
No,
I can see that.
Yeah, you believe that.
I believe
that. What about Steve from Blue's Clues?
Oh shit!
Fuck.
No, that'd be heartbreaking. That would be heartbreaking. No, the one that would have probably gotten me to be like, ain't no fucking way.
What?
For what?
Because if you kind of think about it.
For who?
No, no, you cut out. You cut out. You cut out for a second.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. I was playing with my Bluetooth thing.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. The one that would probably get would probably have been like Eminem.
Nah. Hmm.
That's what I'm like. That I would have been really fucking.
I know. I would be surprised because he really doesn't like him at all.
I could picture like he went to a party and that's why he doesn't like him. So you said like there would be evidence of him there, and then but just like not, oh, okay, that's the night where he hated him.
But he's not on the list, and I'm so glad for it. And because he also, just to prove it as well, he released another diss track.
Yeah.
He calls it Fuel. I won't go to the whole levels of it, but this is the line that gets everybody to go like, oh, shit, because of, like, how much he disliked Diddy. the lyric goes, I'm an A-R-P-E-R, got so many S-A's, huh? Wait, he didn't just spell the word rapper and leave out a P, did he?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Like that alone.
Of course, I was gonna come up, but
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is a unfortunately, this is a very serious, you know, chart. You know,
it's a serious case, a serious charge, it's a serious thing that's happening. It's unfortunately because of the man of who he is, it turned into one giant joke.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I mean, I'll hopefully get his, you know. His comeuppance, unfortunately. I do hope that happens. And whoever his victim still gets, you know, some sort of closure.
Yeah.
But for those celebrities on that list, man, their buttholes are clenched right now. They're clenched.
Right?
They're clenched, man.
I'm going to be seeing some weird posts of like, oh, yeah, see, look, I'm donating all this food to the poor. look how good I am. I'm really good.
I have, like, no, I really Prince help Harry. Out my community.
Be like, no, Prince Harry, we knew you were there. you definitely seem like a person who would do that.
Oh, definitely.
You're a royal. You seem like you would. You seem like the type of person who would hunt people for a sport.
All right, covering over our last bit of film news before we hit our break. What we have here, YouTube plans a major revamp of their TV app after overtaking Netflix streaming rivals. So what's going on with this one? What is Netflix, or so what is YouTube trying to do that's trying to bring them into the ballpark of Netflix?
So what it is that they do is like they're trying to cater to more of the independent content creators, the ones that are not the ones that we see of like the Logan Paul and Twitch streamers. Fuck those guys. Those guys are just fucking Bray rot. No, they're noticing a lot more creators are steering more into the routes of not less time on videos and more like 20 to 40 minute long episodes or short films or whatever it is content that they're making. Mm-hmm. We're kind of reverting a little bit back to the days of web series, like YouTube web series, where, you know, we have like Red vs. Blue and then all those kind of other type of series.
Quarter digital stuff, you know, all that stuff. Freddie W. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're kind of going back into the days to where people are creating their own web series or even their own short films or feature films or whatever and just posting up on YouTube. YouTube TV is trying to cater more to that particular creators that are more emphasis on cinematic pieces, more brand content awareness, and trying to make it more searchable and more profitable for these creators so that way it's easy to be able to find on YouTube TV. So that way it branches out the amount of content of what's being seen, not just on the cable setting of what YouTube TV has to offer, but also giving the chance to be recognized more often. Because with the upcoming of AI software starting to have somehow moved its way back into the presence of the film industry again of like how far can we get with AI kind of thing. The window of opportunity for these creators is closing even more. So YouTube is recognizing YouTube is not only just recognizing this, but they're noticing it and they're taking an initiative and jumping on a train to pretty much create new content. Like the way I can best describe this is that you remember back in the 70s how there was like a weird shift for directors, like a weird need for directors, whereas like the amount of ideas just ran dry, like in the 60s. And there was no way to like get these brand new, like, so they were just like, fuck it, we'll just hire all these random ass directors. That's how we got like George Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola and all these ones, right?
Yeah, these random startups,
Yeah. So we're kind of getting that again, but with YouTube. And YouTube is seeing that. So that way you can be able to go on, search up these content of these creators, go to their web pages and see either all their shows and seasons, search by seasons, how you do with like any other streaming service, Hulu, Netflix, whatever.
All that, yeah.
Except having a dedicated page to that creator. So going back to the days of essentially YouTube.
Okay. So it's really trying to formulate and change the UI to be more like a streaming service, except for these channels, these independent YouTube channels who produce a lot of content.
Exactly.
Yeah. Got
it. So what I'm seeing right now, like on the Hollywood Reporter, they just have like previews of what's going to look like, which it looks like they have this one like cooking. It's just display. It's a GIF of it playing over and over again, but it's a cooking channel. Then you can literally click on the person's homepage and it'll actually bring up like episodes.
Okay.
So pretty much like you would see on Hulu or Disney Plus, where you click on seasons and it pops up the seasons and the episodes, and it's coming up like that. Which, like I said, does help out the smaller people who like us. If we were to make a bunch of short films,
yeah,
you know, it would actually show up as episodes, seasons, things like that. And even even for myself, I do watch a lot of YouTubers where I do like science experiments.
You watch a lot of shows on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, like sword makings, anything pretty much craft. I like watching those. Mm. But to see that it has an option where you could, you know, if I have the option to go on there, just click on their page straight to a season and episode. And it seems like that's where the future is heading towards.
Okay, so they're trying to make it easily more optimizable to search for what you want specifically.
Yes, exactly. And it's coming in the age where, unfortunately, now with a lot of streaming services where the prices are going up, people can't afford to have every single, you know,
streaming service. Exactly. Yeah.
Max, Netflix, Hulu, now ESPN and all the other crap, the new ones coming out. Mm-hmm. You know, no one could really afford spending nearly $80, $90 a month.
Yeah.
For all these streaming services, which YouTube, it is free. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they might have it offered. At one point, you know, they do offer the subscription based.
Yeah.
But even then,
this will be a good chance for YouTube though to capitalize on a lot of independent and small filmmakers though, a lot of startup filmmakers, and like really help them get their foot in the door.
There's even there's even a small quote here in this article that points out from the Hollywood Reporter that YouTube says that their number of creators who make a majority of their revenue from TV is up not only 30% year over year, but over the last 3 years, the number of top creators that received the majority of their watch time on the big screen has increased more than 400%. So that can be chalked up to not only the YouTube scale in the living room, but the premium advertisers are willing to pay for reaching consumers via the TV glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gives a chance not only for these creators to be able to branch out and show their brands off, not just on our phones, on laptops, but on the television room, you know, on the TV in the TV room with the family, but also allowing these advertisers to pay additional money to be able to show their brand. Therefore, YouTube makes a profit and the creators make a profit.
All right, yeah, that works out for both parties.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
And YouTube did say that they're doing this to compete against their competitor, Netflix, saying that Netflix is their top competitor.
Yeah. I mean, Netflix is everyone's competitor right now. Let's be honest.
but YouTube to say it outright, though, and say, like, that's our competitor. Like, they're acknowledging it. Like, Netflix is a huge contender with everybody. Yeah. It's a powerhouse. So this might do something.
It might. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break from our sponsor. And when we get back, we're going to cover our main topic tonight. So stay tuned and we'll be right back to you guys. And we are back covering over our main topic. What we have here tonight, Disney officially launches password sharing crackdown. It's finally here, guys. They finally followed in Netflix footsteps. And they really actually started restricting users. Did you guys get any notifications yet?
I did. My mom actually, she called.
So she got it?
Yeah, she asked me what the login was. And it was then I remembered about it. Uh-huh. And I asked her, like, what did it say on the screen? Like, was it anything different? And she told me, like, oh, your the line of your subscription has been changed to blah, 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 blah to now future ball and whatever. It essentially said, like, if you want to be able to show it here, you got to pay an additional, like, $6.99.
Extra, yeah, extra members, right? Yeah, $6.99. Yeah.
Like,
and that's just for the basic. If you have premium, yeah, it's another $10. $10 per extra person.
Yes.
Damn. What?
Like, fuck off.
Dude, that mouse is hungry, dude. That he's got empty wallets, man. Don't you feel bad for the mouse?
Fuck the mouse.
Do you think this is going to fall in the same footsteps, though, as Netflix, where they're actually going to see an increase in subscribers?
I want to maybe, oh, but chances are they will.
Yeah, because I said Disney has one thing that no one else has, Bluey.
You keep going back to Bluey, man.
Dude, it's got a hold. Yeah, it's got a hold on kids.
It does. It really does. I do agree, man.
I go back to Bluey 100%.
Dude, it's, you got screaming toddlers, you want them shut up, and Bluey's the way to do it.
Bluey,
yeah, is the way, but for those who have the, you know, the Disney Plus premium, man, $10, man, $10 extra.
That is expensive.
That is expensive.
Dude, that person better, you just cough up the $10. Now I say that. You might want to ask your parents, Mike. Hey, you might want to send me an extra $7 a month.
Yeah. I love how there's a, in the Variety version, I love how there's a line in here that says, like, in a way to where it's like, oh, prep, like it's a good thing for you, like letting your viewers know, like, oh, that's right. They're saying, this week, Disney Plus began informing subscribers that its paid sharing options are broadly available, offering users new ways to pay for access to
Disney Plus.
They're
trying to make it out like the positive. They're trying to spin it into a positive term. Like, they're trying to help you out.
Yeah. Like, shut up. Like, that's right. Our milkshakes and straws are sold separately, giving you way more options. Like, more options I didn't need.
Seriously. Brick. But even Warner Brothers Discovery also announced that this year, later on, they will be following suit too and creating their own AI programs to crack down on password sharing. It's all happening, man. They're all coming together. They are finally done with people sharing their passwords. They want every household to have separate accounts.
But does this all include people that use it on their phones as well?
No, of course they're going to have to do some kind of, like how Netflix does, some type of like travel code system where you can use it for like 2-3 weeks on your mobile device.
Oh, there it goes. I see right here in the article. It'll ask you for a one-time password verifying your added location to a household or if you're traveling away from home.
Exactly. So, and that still, you know, doesn't stop people, like how households will just like switch accounts to be the main household back and forth, and that's how they're switching back and forth. So you just, you can no longer have two people simultaneously watching the be on subscription. So they're just going to be passing it back and forth. So those might still happen, but I do honestly do see an increase in subscribers too. Like you said, man, it's Disney. They have all the children's stuff. They have all the Marvel stuff. You know, they have a lot of stuff.
But the problem is that if every company thinks they could do this, someone's got to fall. Not everyone's going to have their numbers go up.
Yeah, someone is going to fall. Paramount.
Yeah, Paramount. Peacock.
Peacock's still around?
Peacock is still?
Well, not anymore. They canceled Chucky, so I'm deleting that shit.
They got The Office.
Nah, that's not worth it.
It's always worth it.
Dude, I've seen way too much of The Office at this point. It's enough.
Just, yeah, it's enough of that, yeah.
They got New Girl.
Yeah, no, yeah. I do see one of the smaller ones like Peacock or like Paramount falling suit and then just not getting any type of revenue or higher subscription counts. Like, someone is definitely going to have to fall. And I do see it's going to be one of them. I don't see the super smaller ones. Like, I don't see Shudder doing stuff like that yet.
No, I'm about to get that one as well pretty soon.
Yeah.
And I looked it up and like, okay, it's only a few bucks and I'm allowed to share the passwords. So I'm getting that one for sure.
For now.
Yeah, for now. But it's AMC, and AMC has said nothing about password sharing or anything like that. So
okay,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. But, man, Do you see this progressing even further with like other types of industries, other subscriptions now doing like password sharing? Or do you think this is just going to stay withheld within the streaming service industry right now?
Well, I mean, I think the only streaming service for right now, I can't see any other industry cracking down on password sharing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't think of any other.
Like, do you see like video games, like, you know, Xbox with their Game Pass or like Sony with their accounts? Like, do you think see them eventually cracking out? Because like now with AI that's fully out into the industry, a lot of them are using the programs and softwares to clear up security clearances and leaks and stuff like that. But they're also using that just to increase revenue. And the biggest increase revenue is password sharing to force people to get more accounts.
I really don't see any industry trying to do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the video game industry kind of already does that. Like with like Steam, you can only have one account. You can open a family account, but you only have one main account.
Yeah.
But the streaming services, like I said, I see them doing this. Everyone trying to do this, and someone's going to fall because they got too greedy.
Yeah.
Because this history has already shown that this is not the set price. They're always going to keep raising this price one after another.
Oh, no. They have already announced that they are going to be increasing their prices.
Yeah.
In the next month or so, too. Like
$20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their idea is what they keep justifying is they keep adding more content. And the more content they add, they quote unquote have to increase the prices.
No.
Which I'll be cool with.
They owe their board money back their money.
Yeah, normally I would be okay. That would make sense if half of their content was actually shit. Mm-hmm. You know, it was not, you know, something that's like they just pumped out as quick as they can.
Like we were back in the days where Netflix used to have like massive like content cycling out, so they had like big major posts on like things that were no longer going to be on Netflix anymore, so you got to watch it soon before it goes away. And it was big lists and titles too, because they were going through cycling through content all the time. I don't feel like companies are doing that anymore. They're just now archiving everything.
Yeah, they're keeping all of their stuff, and then the hopes of like having people subscribe so that way they can be able to watch their subscribe only content.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. And unfortunately, with this method, I don't know if maybe either Peacock or Paramount or one of these subscription streams might go down or not. But, I mean, Netflix alone, when they cracked down on their password sharing, they saw an increase of subscribers.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know the big ones like Netflix, Warner Brothers, probably this with, you know, Max. And Disney, like you see those three easily can justify getting increase in subscribers. But like anyone else, I don't see it. I really don't see it working out for them.
Yeah. Like, I think it's going to reach a boiling point to where people are going to begin to consolidate of which streaming service do they want to keep the most and for what purposes. Like if you got kids, then chances are Disney Plus is what you're going to keep. If not, then maybe Disney Plus isn't what you want to keep. Because, I mean, there really isn't anything for me that I want to watch on Disney Plus. Anything that I watch on Disney Plus is pretty much linked to Hulu.
Yeah.
So there's no reason.
Right now, everything's kind of bundling up. But, like, at what price point do you think people would just start giving up? Like, at what, like, point do you think, like, that's way too much? Like, do you think it's, like, $25 for, like, Netflix, $30 for Netflix? Like, at what price point do you think, like, enough will be enough for consumers?
Like, do we hit the – right? Actually, I think right under the $20 mark.
Right underneath the 20?
Yeah.
That's right where we're at right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing right now is – that's why we were talking about earlier about YouTube, that they're – now they're doing their own streaming service because of this. And people are, I guarantee after this, people are going to start, you know, they're going to see a slight rise in subscriptions, but there also be a huge one they're going to drop out of them.
Oh, yeah, as well. Absolutely, yeah.
Because there will be those people that say, screw it, it's not worth keeping any of this. Because like I said, if you're spending, like I said, it's almost at a $20 mark with each one. You got four subscription services, that's $80 right there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, no one wants to go back to cable money.
No one wants to do that. I mean, we're going back to the days of cable. We really are.
Yeah. But no one wants to spend that much on those just to watch two or three shows and that's it.
Yeah, no one wants to do that. No. And it's going to get ridiculous. It eventually will, unfortunately. So they got some good classics. They got some good reruns. They got some good stuff every once in a while. So I feel like people will eventually start gravitating towards to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you guys got anything else to add before we fully close out? I mean, it's going to be insane in the next couple of months. You know, we're going to get price increases. You know, there's going to be more content scrambling over. And you know for a fact that a lot more companies are going to try to follow suit with this whole AI password crackdown.
It's going to happen. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
It's
going to
happen. Yeah.
It's going to happen. Whether we like it or not, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Google Chase Budinger dunking over P. Diddy and just look at his fucking reaction.
I'm just staring at that, man.
Just look at P. Diddy's reaction.
We want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. I'm curious on your thoughts on tonight's topic. How you feel about Disney cracking down on his password sharing? Do you think it's a good thing? Do you think it's bad? You can leave a comment below if you're watching this on the Red Band Podcast YouTube channel for our listeners to discuss episode topics and various other film-related news. We put out episodes every Wednesday for our audio listeners and Fridays for those who like to watch our videos. For our audio listeners, you can find the Red Band Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Samsung Podcast. And of course, I'll say again, you can watch our video format on our Red Band Podcast channel on YouTube. And before we fully close out, Mike has those last end notes for you guys.
Yes, all the different ways you could be able to listen to us, including the Apple Podcast app, the Spotify app, iHeart, and
Samsung.
Yeah. good thing I remembered all of them.
Yeah.
But of course, you can also be able to watch these videos live on our YouTube channel, which is the Red Band Podcast YouTube.com/ the Red Band Podcast. See, it's been a little while. Shaking it off, you know. But yes, you can go and be able to watch these episodes and these, especially this particular version of our first remote stream video episode on YouTube.
Love the dramatic pause, Mike. Love it.
No, it's just my brain is really slow right now. I'm not in my environment, you know.
Watching too many Logan Paul videos.
You know, exactly. Yeah, you know.
Ray Ross.
Yes. So you can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on YouTube at youtube.com/ the Red Band Podcast to watch this episode and any past episodes as well in a live version, especially this particular one, which you're going to want to go and check out because it's our first episode that we've done it from different locations remotely. So go ahead and check it out and see what you think. If you like it, I hope you do, because this is our first one. So if you don't like it, then, you know, it's your problem. It's whatever. That's your problem. We tried. We also have our Patreon account, which also has other additional content for any of those that wish to subscribe. We'd greatly appreciate it because more subscribers equals more content. And we like doing these. We just want to get paid a little more. You know, that'd be great. So if you can head on over there and subscribe so that way you can help us quit our day jobs, that'd be amazing. Be able to watch some deleted episodes and maybe some extended episodes, deleted content, maybe even some stuff that I wasn't allowed to say, which I haven't said in a long while. Yeah, you proud of me on that?
Yeah, actually, it's been a good minute since you fucked up anywhere.
You want to change it? Want that to change right now? But yes, go on over there on all those different ways you can be able to listen to us. So please hit like and subscribe and share this with a friend or family that you think would be interested in these episodes. And that's all I got. So probably all that additional shit that I said in the beginning, Probably just gonna cut all of that out. I was trying to find my footing.
Yeah.
Found myself.
Alright, you guys, you heard it from Mike. Please like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
Later, taters.